I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Hello? Yeah, you know what? I just did one the other day. Is that for, like, politics?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you know what? I just did one the other day. So I'm going to decline on this one because sometimes they get a bit lengthy.
Okay.
Okay.
Could I schedule a call back later on?
How long is it going to take?
It's going to take about 6 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling
yes.
you on your cell phone. Okay. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No media outlets.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic,
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
61.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president?
It's high. 100% I'll be voting.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
Rate my what?
Your motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections.
Yep. It's a 10. It's needed.
Thank you very much. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10, extremely motivated?
We got a lot of problems.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Would you say very dissatisfied or dissatisfied?
I'm just going to go with dissatisfied. I'm going to leave a little piece of hope.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
I approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
What was the first choice?
Keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
I'm keeping up.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
10.
Thank you. Investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents.
7.
Thank you. Investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
10.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
That's a 8.
Thank you. Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
That's a 10.
Passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
That's a 10.
Thank you very much. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think about elections, what do you think the elections should be the most about? You may choose to. Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, combating the rights of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change for the first woman of color president, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, tackling inflation and improving the economy.
All right, the tackling the inflation and improving the economy. And what was the very first one?
Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back.
That's the one. I can only do two, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And then 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Jill Stein.
I don't know much about them. That person, I heard the name, so I'm going to say 50. I'll be in the middle.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
I'm sorry, I'm rating that from 1 to 100?
Yes, ma'am.
So can I say 80?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Kamala Harris.
90.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, you know, Kennedy's been around a long time. I'll give him 20.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
0.
All righty. Michelle Obama.
90.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, all right, thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you very much. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided to not run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we would like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
I agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly agree?
I'm going to say somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Rising crime and violence.
Kamala Harris.
Would you say much better or somewhat better?
It's a process. I'm going to say somewhat better.
Thank you. Racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you.
Kamala Harris.
Would you say much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Thank you. mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illness.
Kamala Harris, and I'm going to say much better.
Thank you. Tackling inflation and growing the economy.
Kamala Harris, somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing.
Mm-hmm.
Some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement wage for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs. Ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits, it's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. How convincing would this be from 0 to 10?
For a reason to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's a big reason for me, because I'm in that group. Yeah, so 10.
Okay. We can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education. I apologize. More equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our mm-hmm. vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children.
Yes, 10. Very important.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
I'm extremely motivated. 10.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. YouTube.
No, I have not.
Okay. Instagram.
Yes.
TikTok.
No.
Facebook.
Yes.
Twitter.
No.
Thank you very much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
married,
or widowed? Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
At least twice a month.
Okay, thank you very much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
How do you do two? Because I'm retired from one job and now I'm part-time employed somewhere else.
Well, I guess you have the option to
say employed.
So let's
just say retired.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night, ma'am.
You too. Thank you. Bye.